just to let you know that, you know, if the enemy can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with what you eat. He'll kill you with chemicals. He'll kill you with, and so the devil's, he's not stupid. In fact, the Bible says he's the most cunning beast God created. So he's always trying to get a foothold in our life. He's always trying to get an area where there's an open door. And one of the things that we want to do is constantly shut doors. And it seems that when one door opens, another one shuts, or when one door shuts, another one opens. You know, and even today's prayer was, Lord, lock all the doors that are not of you in our life, you know, because there's such an area. But the only way we can overcome is to be consistent. If we're not consistent, we can't overcome. It's just impossible. You can, because what happens is when we become inconsistent, we begin to rely on our own strength and our own knowledge. And let me tell you something. Your own knowledge, even though you may know truth, will not free you if you're not putting it to work. So there are many people who say, well, I know that, but they're not using it. I know that. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. Well, hello. I know how to do that. Well, how are you doing it? You know, so in these areas, people are destroyed for lack of understanding, lack of participation. What you practice is what you'll produce. Amen? In Psalm chapter 1. Is everybody there? Would you read the first verse with me? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So what about the person that walks in the counsel of the ungodly? Cursed. Where there's a blessed, there's an opposite of a curse. And a curse allows a demonic arena to access your life, steal, kill, and destroy. That's the job. In other words, what we've done is we've given them free will. We've made a choice, and we give them free access to our life because we accept ungodly counsel and reject godly counsel. How many know God is speaking to you every day? Amen. He's trying to bring to you godly counsel, isn't he? See, so many people just think, well, I need to go get counsel. No, you've already known the counsel before you came and got it. You already know it. It's already there. The Holy Spirit's already told you. The reason why he tells you to go get counsel is because you're refusing what he's telling you. Hello? And then many people don't come because they don't want to get it anyways. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord in truth. And in his law he meditates day and night. In other words, it's always before him. Truth is always before them. The Lord is always before them. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its seasons, whose leaf shall not wither. In other words, he won't get dry. And whatever he does shall what? Prosper. Now, so many people think, well, it should prosper by now. It should be overnight. No, prosperity is not just financially. We want to prosper spiritually. Prospering spiritually is the most important thing in your life. Prospering means getting closer in a relationship with the Lord. Knowing him. And knowing what he would say without him saying anything. Knowing how he feels, knowing him. Not just about what you read. See, so many people relate everything about what they read instead of really knowing him, really to know him. You know, the more you hang with him, the more you know him. The more you hang with someone, you know their character. You know what they like, you know what they don't like, you know it's what. You know what kind of mood they're in. I can tell you the Lord's always in a great mood, even when I'm not. But we still have a choice. And see, this is what takes consistency. Consistency is the key to victory. And you're going to hear this over and over and over. Because one of the things that the enemy does is he separates and begins to divide and section off your consistency. Well, if you can be consistent in, well, I was consistent in this. Why isn't this happening? Because you're still not consistent now. Hello? Now, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen? Okay, verse 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Perish. Now, the ungodly are those, there's a spirit we call spiritual fool. It is people who do not accept the counsel of the Lord, but reject it are called spiritual fools. They are fools. Fool. Does not know the source of his counsel. If you do not know the source of your counsel, is everybody with me? Or the source of the counselor, that person is considered a fool. And what is a fool? He's an idiot. He's deceived, boneheaded, blockhead. Go ahead, look it up in the dictionary. Ignorant, moron. There's a lot more words that I wasn't going to say, what they call, I mean, even in the dictionary. But that person does not understand truth. See, to know truth and not understand truth makes you a fool. Does everybody understand? So a fool is a person that's deceived, isn't he? Amen? And again, a person that does not know the source of their counsel or the counselor is a fool. People accept all kinds of things of what people say. But because they don't go to the source, does everybody get it? I mean, there's rumors always about something. There's a rumor about this, there's a rumor about that, and everybody talks about the rumor. Yeah, did you hear that? Whoa! And then when I finally go to the source, they go, oh, that was a rumor. Yes, it was not truth at all. Those are busybodies. In Psalm 14, spiritual fool. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's read it, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There's none who does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord? There they are, great in fear. For God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. See, the fool says there's no God. In other words, there's no fear. There's no reverence, honor, and respect. When we reject the counsel of the Lord, it's because there's no reverence. There's no fear. There's no trembling. We become fools. We have been invaded by the spirit of fools. I can tell you that. Look at the White House. Bunch of idiots. This whole country's turned over to fools. It's been invaded by the spirit of fool. It's all foolishness. Deaf and dumb spirits that rule individuals produce fools. They're called deaf and dumb. They deaf the voice of God and dumb his ways of life. I'm going to say that again. Deaf and dumb spirits. Jesus used to cast them out all the time. They used to be manifested. But a person that has deaf and dumb spirits, these deaf and dumb spirits have now ruled individuals and produced fools. They deaf the voice of God, and they dumb the ways of his life. See, because they have no reverence or fear of God. They may say they believe in God, but they really don't reverence him. And where there's a reverence, there's a fear of God. There's a respect. There's an honor. It's amazing how people get in front of high people, or real wealthy people, and they respect them because of who they are. Yet because they don't see the Lord, they disrespect him. So they exalt man above God. And that's a fool. Psalm 92. I use the word idiot occasionally. That's spiritually blind. Spiritually blinded person is an idiot. People may get offended about that. It's not an accusation to something about a person's character. It's about the person's spiritual level. In Psalm 92 and verse 5, would you read it with me, please? O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. Wow. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. In other words, a fool lacks understanding. Senseless. A senseless man with no understanding is considered a fool. Proverbs chapter 1. Hallelujah. In verse 5 through 7, it says, a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Again, when a person comes into the arena, I'm telling you, I have spoken to people where their countenance has all of a sudden gone dumb because that spirit comes in. Whew, you can't counsel a fool. You just have to let the course run. That spirit comes in, that deaf and dumb spirit comes in, and they can't hear or understand. And the only thing you can do is step back and pray. That's all. Until God draws them to open their eyes to see, come to repentance and get back into position. Is everybody okay? Go to verse 31. It says something, verse 28, let's start there. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Does everybody see that? He said, isn't going to answer. So if he's not going to answer, that means that their answer is going to come from other places. And they're going to say, well, this is what the Lord told me. No, he's not answering you. See, when you reject the counsel of the Lord, he doesn't answer you. He becomes silent until things are reconciled. Then he begins to speak again. So those other voices that you hear are not the Lord's voice. They are voices of deception. They are familiar spirits. Come on, are you listening? He does not answer, and he becomes silent when we reject his counsel. But I'm guaranteeing you that immediately those demons see that the Lord is quiet to you, and familiar spirits step right in. Hi, I'm the Holy Spirit. You need to do this. You need to do that. And people are become misled, move out of God's time. They become misled. And then they tell everybody else about it because, let me tell you, when the devil has you under control, he wants to give everyone around you under control too. So what happens then is our ungodly counsel, he wants to spread. And if he can spread it, he can snare more. Amen? So I'm going to go over this again because I think it's vitally important. In verse 28, it says, then they will call on me, but I will not what? I won't answer. So then who are they hearing from? Familiar spirits. They will seek me diligently, but they won't find me because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord or accept his counsel. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. And fantasies, because that's one of the things familiar spirits do. They bring false vision. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Proverbs 10. Spiritual fool. And verse 17, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. Verse 22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. So the blessing of the Lord makes one rich. In other words, when God begins to prosper you, there's no sorrow. There's no burden. That's when we bring self-prosperity without God's anointing, that it becomes a burden and a fear of losing it. Hallelujah. Verse 23, to do evil is like sport to a fool. Now, people think that doing evil is going out and harming people. Doing evil is being rebellious to the counsel of God. That is evil. Anything that's not according to God's will is called evil. Remember, evil spelled E-V-I-L is the opposite way of live. So when a person's doing evil, he's headed towards perishing. He's living a life of destruction. To live the life of light, to live the life of Christ, you head the opposite way of evil. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 14, in verse 1, a wise son heeds his father's instructions, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. I'm on 13. I like that one, though. Let's go to 13. Verse 1. Everybody there? Speak it with me. A wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. Verse 2. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of an unfaithful feeds on what? Violence. He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have what? Destruction. Now go to 14, verse 3. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride. Ooh. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of what? Pride. But the lips of the wise will preserve them. Go to verse 16. It says, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. You know, again, so many times it says, when we depart from evil, it's a good thing, but I want you to know something, that what we run from, we run into. Does everybody understand that? Majority of the time, in other words, no matter what, even when we run from evil, eventually we're going to run into it again, aren't we? So that means that we've got to learn how to battle. We've got to take care of it. Because if you don't take care of it then, you're going to run into it again. It doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. The presence of evil is constant. It doesn't stop. Your temptations from evil will be consistent. It doesn't stop. You can run from state to state, country to country, and even church to church. It's not going to stop. You know, people get frustrated when they get exposed. Well, let's find another church. Yeah, right. Why don't you find another church? Then you can hide in the back pew and stay bound forever. See, people don't like exposure because of pride. Can't we just go somewhere where nobody knows me? God knows you. You can't hide from God. And the demons know you. You can't hide from them. So you might as well go somewhere where it can be exposed and you can get rid of them. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18, verse 1. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. One of the things the enemy loves to do is to get you isolated. Then he's got all of these thoughts that he comes and slams you with all of these things. Nobody loves me. All of this foolishness. What are people thinking about me? Did I do the right thing? Or this? What about this? What about that? See, isolation is what brings torment. But see, the enemy convinces individuals, you're in torment. You need to get isolated. And then you go into torment. The only reason why you're in torment when you're not isolated is because you're inconsistent. Because inconsistency brings torment. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2. A fool has what? No delight in understanding, but in expressing his what? Own heart or his own feelings. Well, let me tell you how I feel. Oh, shut up. Put your feelings under your feet. No delight in understanding. Express his own feelings all the time. But this is how I feel. Go to Proverbs 28. People who live by their feelings are the most unstable and dangerous people. Familiar spirits promote feelings. Ungodly, deceptive emotions. Proverbs 28 and verse 26. He who trusts in his own heart is a what? Fool. But whoever walks wisely will be delivered. 29 verse 11. Spiritual fool. A fool vents all his what? Feelings. But a wise man holds them what? Back. Doesn't let his feelings dictate decisions. Lets truth dictate decisions. In Jeremiah chapter 5. In verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 20. Would you read it with me, please? Is everybody okay? Declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this now, O foolish people. What are foolish people? Spiritual fool. Does everybody get it? They're deceived, aren't they? Foolish people. Man, you've been taken. You're bewitched. Something ain't right. Without what? 21. Hear this now, O foolish people. Without what? Understanding. Who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea, by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it? And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people have a what? Defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both the former and the latter in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. So why will God hold things from us? Because we're not in divine order. Amen? Why does he not speak to us? Because we rejected the counsel of the Lord. Is everybody okay? In Luke 12. Every one of us has become a spiritual idiot at one time. Some multiple times. Some still are. But praise be to God. There is a way of escape. Because he loves us unconditioned. His love for me and you is constant. It doesn't change. Our perception and acceptance changes. See, what condition you are is how much you can receive God's love. The more open you are, the more, it's like almost having like a clean way. The more clean the path is, you know, the more clean the pipe is, the more water flows. You know, if there's anything in the way, it's less water. Then there's only trickles. We want to be saturated. Amen? So it's our responsibility to make sure everything's clear so we can be saturated. Luke 12, verse 13. Then one from the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to the man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you? And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Then he spoke a parable saying to them, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Then he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or about what the body or what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing." It's a fool, one who stores up things so concerned for their life. Does everybody understand it? Because they're still relying on their own strength. And Jesus said, your soul is going to be required. Romans 1. Blesses a man who trusts in the Lord and curses a man who relies on his own strength. Spiritual fool. And verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, and became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Professing to be wise, they became what? Fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and the birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." In Deuteronomy 18, in verse 9, "When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or spiritist, or one who calls up the dead." Anybody know that praying to Mary is praying to the dead? "For all who do these things are abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God." Are we to be blameless? Amen. What he's saying, these are spiritual fools who are in those positions and becoming soothsayers, mediums, tarot card readers. All of these things is witchcraft. There are spiritual fools. Why? Because they are ignorant of the truth of God Almighty. They have tapped in to the demonic realm and the spiritual realm. And what they are doing is when people go to them, people will read their horoscopes still. People will still say, "Oh, hi, I'm a Capricorn," or whatever. You're an idiot. That's how we were brought up. "Oh, man, this is my month." No, this is your day. Your day to be free. Why? Because every time you associate with those things, you bring a curse on yourself. Accursed items. People don't even know what those are. You know, if it has a skull and crossbones, it means danger. It also promotes death. But people put labels over them now. Alcohol. Or it goes a label over the skull and crossbones. There's so many things that are deadly to us because they're accursed items, not just because the chemicals are deadly or the product is deadly. But many of these things open the door to demonic activity. I mean, they warn you on cigarettes, but they should put a skull and crossbone on there. Huff it and die, you know? Anyways, these are spiritual fools who know what is harmful, yet still does it. You know, if you stand under a garage door and open it and close it enough times, eventually it's going to fall on you. Does everybody understand it? Why? Because it's going to eventually wear out. you keep doing the same thing over and over. If we keep doing the same thing over and over, we're going to get hurt. That's what the devil always likes us to do, is get us in that cycle. And the reason why he gets us into that cycle is because of lack of consistency, rejecting counsel of the Lord, where God's not speaking to us, and emotion, because he knows how to mess with our feelings, then gets us back into that cycle again. See, then we believe, oh, we're doing good. Oh, no, but I'm not doing that. You know, one of the things I asked the Lord the other day, I said, what do you want me to do? In other words, I usually ask him after I get done praying and interceding and battling, what do you want me to do for you today? And he'll give me some direction, or he'll release certain things. And he said, just be a witness today. Be a witness. Be my witness. Be my witness. Can we actually stand in a mirror? Am I your witness? Am I your witness of truth? Or am I your witness of deception? What witness am I today? Am I expressing the character of Christ, the fruits of the Spirit? Am I exposing ungodliness and the things that are harmful to myself and my family? Or am I promoting them? What kind of witness am I? Be my witness. That's what he asks us. What witness am I? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1. Spiritual fool. First Corinthians 1 and verse 18. Would you read it with me? Oh, I guess I better get the one. For the message of the cross is what? Foolishness. Why is it foolishness? To those who are what? Because they're spiritually fools. Has everybody got it? They're deceived. They're blinded. They can't see it. They can't accept it. So the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom, did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brother, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. For God has chosen the foolish things. Hello? We were once foolish. We were idiots, morons, ding-dongs. Hello? To the things of God. Living in our own self-belief system and flawed belief system. Amen. That's what we assumed, what we understood. We didn't know truth, but once truth came into our life, things changed. We changed. But see, once truth came into our life, the enemy's always trying to steal it. He's always trying to exchange the truth for deception. That's the battle. Every day he's trying to exchange it. Here, why don't you change it over? Come on, I'll give you this. Didn't he tempt Jesus? He said, what? I'll give you everything. Just worship me. Well, he was the truth, is the truth, manifested truth and love of God. People sell everything they have, their birthright in eternity, growth in the spirit realm for a moment of pleasure and deception. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Galatians 3. Spiritual fool. That's why we see all these politicians, and many of them, I really don't see too many of them fighting for Christ. You know, they all get up and say, well, this is what I'll do. But they don't get up and say, well, this is what God wants us to do. What does God want us to do? Well, this is what God says how we should do it. You don't see that because they're men pleasers. They're just trying to get a position for money. Money is their God. There isn't too many that I've seen up there that have stood up there and said, yes, I'm running for this because I want God told me to. Now, many of them, I've seen some of them say God told me to, But their fruits were not godly. It was their wrong God. It was a God from beneath, not from above. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh, what? Oh, foolish, spiritual fool. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Are you so spiritually blind? Are you so ignorant? Are you so deceived now? Are you so taken? Have you exchanged so much of the truth for the deception? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit and now being made perfect by the flesh? Self-justification, isn't it? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by hearing of the faith? Many have fallen from the Spirit to the flesh. Spiritual fool. They've been bewitched. Bewitched. In other words, they've been deceived to make the exchange. They've been bewitched. Now I want to close at Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. It's amazing how many times individuals just will not expose the darkness in their own life. If we'll expose the darkness in our own life, we'd be more unified in the Spirit. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as what? Fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because of what? The days are what? They're evil. Therefore, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, in which dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody, where? In your heart, to the Lord. See, because if that's being manifested, you're making contact all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's why I always say hallelujah. Make contact. Hallelujah. I'd be on a tennis court. You see me, you hear me say hallelujah. I'm trying to maintain contact before I kill somebody. Spiritual fools, don't be deceived and caught up into it. Amen. Maintain your continuous contact with the Lord and be consistent in doing the things of God, because that's the key to victory. Amen? Father, we give you all the glory and honor and praise. We thank you. Let the seed be so imparted in us, protected in us by the blood of the Lamb, and let it grow and bear fruit for your glory. Let it penetrate all the way through, that we may see and remove the veil of deception and come in true repentance with a heart of understanding and a will to learn. So, Lord, we commit all things to you, and we just ask for your open heaven to us, that you'll heal your people, and that you'll establish your kingdom in us and through us. In Jesus' name. Prepare your hearts for communion, and you may bring your offering.